This week's Dvar Torah has been sponsored L'schus Aya Yehuda ben Sara Rivka and Chana Bas Edel Dina. For a ksiva v'chsima toiva, shana toiva m'suka, and much nachas from Kol Yitzchak HaLitzayim, sponsored by their son, Sheyichya. The Baal told us Yaakov Yosef writes in his sefer, the greatness of the Baal Shem Tov was not because of his mofsim, rather because of his Yiras Shamayim, and this is illustrated by the following incident. Once, when the Heilig of Baal Shem Tov was traveling, and it came time to daven mincha, there was no water to be found to wash his hands before davening. The Baal Shem Tov turned to Shamayim and called out, Ribbono Shel Olam, what am I, and what is my life worth on this world if I don't have water for mincha? The Gemara tells us, Hakol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz M'Yir Shamayim. Everything is in the hands of Shamayim, besides for Yiras Shamayim. Rebbetzin Stern of Sada related about the Rebbe Rashab. During the night, whenever his talis cotton would fold up, he would wake up and straighten it out, so it shouldn't be Chas V'Shalom less than the shear. Under the Rebbe Rashab's apartment in Rostov lived a Goy Arasha, and they were always afraid of him. Once, at a Purim for Brengim, the Chassidim were singing and dancing, and the Rebbe Rashab told them not to be afraid, and Baruch Hashem, everything went through peacefully. Erev Pesach arrived, and there was a need to kasher the samovar from all year round for Pesach. The Rebbe Rashab and the Rebbetzin were involved with the Hagolah. The Rebbe Nishma Seidin was pouring a lot of water. The Rebbetzin turned to the Rebbe and said, maybe we shouldn't pour so much water on the floor. I'm afraid from our shachan below. The Rebbe responded, von dem untersten hast du meide, und von dem obersten hast du nicht meide. From the one below, you're afraid. From the one above, you're not afraid. The chassid, Reb Michal Dvorkin, once bought a couch for the feet of Rebbe. The Rebbe smiled to him and said, the obersten should give, and you should be a graf, simply meaning a nobleman, which is Rashi Tevis, gesund, reich, and frum, healthy, rich, and frum. Reb Michal said, Baruch Hashem, I am healthy, and also rich, but to Yiras Shamayim, there is no limit. The Rebbe related out of Fabrengen, a chassid of the Alter Rebbe, by the name of Reb Martchel Yepler, was a chassid because of his gaiva. When the Yetzer Hara would come to him and tell him to do an Aveda, he would say to him, I'm a chassid of the Alter Rebbe. I'm a gvir and also a lamdan, and you're telling me to do an Aveda? The Rebbe concluded, when the Yetzer Hara comes to a Yid and tries to talk him into doing an Aveda, he must stand with the Tekef and say, I'm a Ben Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. I stood at Har Sinai and accepted the Torah. And for me the entire world was created, as it says in the Mishnah. The entire world, with the Kisei HaKavod of the Eibishter, is relying upon me. And how do you want me to lower myself to such a low taiva? I will remain in my chazakah of Kol Yisrael b'cheskas kashus. Once, the chassid Reb Eisel Hamler was visiting in the city of Chernigov by the gvir Fagin. A suda was prepared in his honor, and many people participated. The son of the Gvir Fagin sat near Reb Eisel. When they finished eating the fish, and one needs to drink in order to rinse his mouth between the fish and the meat, the son of the Gvir turned to Reb Eisel and asked, what will happen if someone doesn't rinse out his mouth before the meat? Reb Eisel responded, if one doesn't rinse out his mouth, then he could shmadzich Rechman al-Islam. And so it was that he shmad himself Rechman al-Islam. Reb Eisel said, und das hebt sich an von der Kleinigkeit. And this begins from small things. Friedrich Rebbe writes in a letter, the main avoid of Rosh Hashanah is with Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shamayim. Therefore, the avoid of the day is with saying Tehillim all the time, decreasing in sleep in these two nights as much as possible, and to be extremely careful from Dvarim B'Telem. like an Eved which has no time to rest from his work of his master, or like a son which is occupied with the joy of being mekabel his father's face. One time on Rosh Hashanah, the sons of the Tzemach Tzedek and some Chassidim went to the Rebbe to ask him to say Chassidus, while the Olam was saying Tehillim. The Tzemach Tzedek opened his door and said, "The Olam is saying Tehillim, and you want me to say Chassidus? It's better to say Tehillim." And so they did. May we all be zeicha to a ksiva v'chsima teiva, a shana teiva u'mesuka, a yirashamayim dekiyer, a shnaf, geula v'yeshua, hatzlacha rabba.